This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. In St. Petersburg, Russia, a meeting of U.S. allies who oppose the war in Iraq is now focused on what will happen in the post-war era. Russian President Vladimir Putin, German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder, and Jacques Chirac, the President of France, have concluded their talks. The three powers are calling for the United Nations to take a leading role in shaping the future of Iraq. NPR's Lauren Sheets is in St. Petersburg and joins us. Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure, Scott.
This, of course, rather inevitably, is being dubbed, I guess, the Non-Nine-Niet Summit. How do they stand on the question of United Nations leadership now?
It was actually dubbed the Congress of the Defeated here by one Russian newspaper this week. The one thing that did come out of this mini-summit, if we can call it a summit, is that all three of the leaders said that they wanted a central UN role in rebuilding and running a transitional Iraqi government. Mm-hmm. Short of that, we didn't have too much on specifics. I mean, the meeting was more notable for what it lacked. Indeed, there was nothing which came out of it in terms of a joint declaration or a resolution. Mm-hmm. Just really generalities about the fact that all three countries, all three leaders, want to see a central UN role. They don't want to see the U.S. carrying the ball alone on this.
Is there any indication that those three nations, specifically France, Germany, and Russia, want to, as I guess Deputy Defense Secretary Wolfowitz suggested this week, write off billions of dollars of debt, old Iraqi debts?
Well, France and Germany being wealthy, affluent European countries, their feathers weren't ruffled at all by this. They didn't really react to it. But I have to say that this is a suggestion which was viewed with real derision in Russia. I mean, Russia has massive debt servicing obligations of its own. Mm-hmm. Russia has to pay out $17 billion this year of its own money to service its own debt. It's a quarter of its own national budget, let alone being able to forgive $7 billion that it's owed of Iraqi debt. And I think the Russians have let it be known that they just viewed this idea by Wolfowitz as a very vindictive slap for not having supported the war. And President Putin essentially said that it was ironic that those who had fought the war and caused damage to the Iraqi infrastructure and supported sanctions all of these years were asking other people to essentially foot the bill. Mm-hmm. And there's also the issue of the fact that Mr. Wolfowitz is viewed very skeptically here by most of the Russian political establishment. He's sort of seen as the angel of darkness of this administration and a real hawk and not someone who is very popular here in political circles.
Was there any indication, Lawrence, that France, Germany, and Russia think that they might have a better chance of securing some contracts to help reconstruct post-war Iraq from a United Nations administration than they might from U.S. and British leadership?
Well, I certainly think that that's implicit in part of the reason that Russia and France and Germany do indeed want to see a central UN role. They suppose that if the UN has some say in this, then there's more of a chance that perhaps their companies will get a piece of the pie. And indeed, Russian companies had signed billions of dollars in potential contracts with Saddam Hussein's government to develop oil fields in Iraq. That would be one of the central reasons. They didn't touch on that, really, during the summit. They simply said that they thought that the UN had to be in charge because it would guarantee stability and it would lend legitimacy to whatever new government is set up in Iraq.
Lauren Sheets in St. Petersburg, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. In St. Petersburg, Russia, a meeting of U.S. allies who oppose the war in Iraq is now focused on what will happen in the post-war era. Russian President Vladimir Putin, German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder, and Jacques Chirac, the President of France, have concluded their talks. The three powers are calling for the United Nations to take a leading role in shaping the future of Iraq. NPR's Lauren Sheets is in St. Petersburg and joins us. Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure, Scott.
This, of course, rather inevitably, is being dubbed, I guess, the Non-Nine-Niet Summit. How do they stand on the question of United Nations leadership now?
It was actually dubbed the Congress of the Defeated here by one Russian newspaper this week. The one thing that did come out of this mini-summit, if we can call it a summit, is that all three of the leaders said that they wanted a central UN role in rebuilding and running a transitional Iraqi government. Mm-hmm. Short of that, we didn't have too much on specifics. I mean, the meeting was more notable for what it lacked. Indeed, there was nothing which came out of it in terms of a joint declaration or a resolution. Mm-hmm. Just really generalities about the fact that all three countries, all three leaders, want to see a central UN role. They don't want to see the U.S. carrying the ball alone on this.
Is there any indication that those three nations, specifically France, Germany, and Russia, want to, as I guess Deputy Defense Secretary Wolfowitz suggested this week, write off billions of dollars of debt, old Iraqi debts?
Well, France and Germany being wealthy, affluent European countries, their feathers weren't ruffled at all by this. They didn't really react to it. But I have to say that this is a suggestion which was viewed with real derision in Russia. I mean, Russia has massive debt servicing obligations of its own. Mm-hmm. Russia has to pay out $17 billion this year of its own money to service its own debt. It's a quarter of its own national budget, let alone being able to forgive $7 billion that it's owed of Iraqi debt. And I think the Russians have let it be known that they just viewed this idea by Wolfowitz as a very vindictive slap for not having supported the war. And President Putin essentially said that it was ironic that those who had fought the war and caused damage to the Iraqi infrastructure and supported sanctions all of mm-hmm. these years were asking other people to essentially foot the bill. Mm-hmm. And there's also the issue of the fact that Mr. Wolfowitz is viewed very skeptically here by most of the Russian political establishment. He's sort of seen as the angel of darkness of this administration and a real hawk and not someone who is very popular here in political circles.
Was there any indication, Lawrence, that France, Germany, and Russia think that they might have a better chance of securing some contracts to help reconstruct post-war Iraq from a United Nations administration than they might from U.S. and British leadership?
Well, I certainly think that that's implicit in part of the reason that Russia and France and Germany do indeed want to see a central UN role. They suppose that if the UN has some say in this, then there's more of a chance that perhaps their companies will get a piece of the pie. And indeed, Russian companies had signed billions of dollars in potential contracts with Saddam Hussein's government to develop oil fields in Iraq. That would be one of the central reasons. They didn't touch on that, really, during the summit. They simply said that they thought that the UN had to be in charge because it would guarantee stability and it would lend legitimacy to whatever new government is set up in Iraq.
Lawrence Sheets in St. Petersburg, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.